fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 6th day of October. The prep tip of the day is to stock up on protein. That's going to mean freeze-dried meat, canned meat, smoked meat. Protein will be difficult and very expensive to get and get yourself get when things go to hell in a handbasket. So that's your prep tip of the day, is stock up on protein. We do have patient Wayne Greenroom, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than a quarter century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. He has 6 books for sale at Amazon.com, 3 he authored, and 3 more he co-authored. And he has a weekly column, sometimes twice a week. He writes at his website at jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. Your most recent article is titled Vaccine Madness Part 1, written and posted yesterday, the 5th day of October. And here's a quote from Mrs. V. Matt. I can't say that name. Matvienko. Got it. Here's that quote. Throughout the stagnation period under Brezhnev, not to mention the cult of Stalin era, people were afraid to say anything that conflicted with the supreme opinion, leaving only one thing: to vote unanimously for anything. We would take comfort from the fact that we were doing the same as everyone else does, as everyone else did. We were only bold when it came to political anecdotes. Now we are only just learning to speak the truth. And that was published in March of 1988, during that period just before the wall came down, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, it was published in Izvestia in 1988. I was reading old issues, and it really is. We were only now learning to think because, well, see, the problem is they never really learned to think, and we've lost it too. There are some people that are standing up now, and you can see the people who can think and the people that don't. We've got way too many thoughtless people here. And that's in terms of the vaccine. We have what appears to be a Soviet-style regime in the area of American medicine, and I would add in European medicine, except to think there's a break with Britain, now Denmark and Norway, but we are plowing ahead with this nonsense, and it's very disturbing.
It is. It is. And this month, the month of October 2021, is the month when many, many vaccine mandates kick in for government employees, civilian employees of the Department of Defense, people in the military, companies that have 100 or more employees, state governments, local governments. Millions of people will be mandated to either get the clot shot or lose their employment, correct?
Yes. Well, it's going to damage the economy very severely if they don't pull back on this. It's not only going to damage the U.S. military, which it's definitely damaging even now, it's going to damage the economy because you're putting, you know, if you continue with lockdowns and mandates and vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, you will destroy small businesses everywhere. You will destroy even large businesses because they're going to have to fire so many people. There are a significant part of the population, we don't know how big it is going to be, like 10%, 50%, 20%, that doesn't want to participate in being vaccinated. And if they pull out of the economy and say, well, I'll live off of savings, you know, I'll go do something else.
For a while. Yeah. Well, Jeff, I want to point out something that I'm not aware of anybody in the media pointing out what I'm about to. I am a veteran. I served active duty Army and in the reserves, both. So the governor of New York is saying that she's going to replace the health care workers who get fired with National Guard health care workers. Well, guess what, Jeff? Those National Guard health care workers are working full-time already as health care workers. So you're not increasing the number of health care workers by bringing in National Guard. You're just shuffling around the limited number you already have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to be happening. These healthcare workers in the National Guard, these are not plumbers and electricians. They're healthcare workers. That's what they do.
Well, is somebody destroying our healthcare system because a real serious biological attack is coming? Is that what they're doing?
Well, funny you should mention that. One of the things that Steve Ben Noon mentioned last night to me privately is that we have officials at the very highest levels of our government very concerned that a real biological weapon is going to be released. I can't say when it will be, but that is a major concern at the very highest levels, something that will kill more than 0.3% of the people that get it, which is this make-believe pandemic, a real pandemic where people really will die above and beyond 0.3%. That is a legitimate, real concern right now, sir.
Well, there's a pharmaceutical company that's actually making medicines for smallpox. You got to ask yourself why.
Well, it's been more than a century, I believe, since smallpox was an issue in this country.
I think late 60s smallpox
we still had
was eradicated
some
in the world. I'm not sure when the last smallpox
worldwide
outbreak was in the United States, but worldwide, it was eradicated in the latter 1960s. I'm thinking 1968. I'm not remembering the exact year.
Well, why would they manufacture a medicine for something that no longer exists?
See, that's the thing. When you see how these people inside these establishments, you know, I was reading an old book about. Which contained an interview with Mao Zedong years ago about his how their system works. He said that in their infiltration of various countries, the communists did, you know, if the communists were steadfast against capitalism, they would be smashed. So they said, well, why don't we help the capitalists? So wherever they were, their idea was, let's help them get rich. We won't take any of the money, but we'll be their friends and help them get rich. And we'll tell them, look, we're not really against capitalism. You know, we're just for our own power and system. And so he said, this was how we took over China. He said, we learned that, you know, when we stood up for the actual socialistic ideas, we'd get smashed, you know, like when General Chiang Kai-shek smashed the communists in, what was it, 1926 or 27, kicked them out of the Kuomintang. And he said, so what we did is we said, well, let's let the drug dealers get rich and the industrialists get rich. Let's let them get rich and even help them and be their buddies and give them information. It was no problem for us. And of course, when we took over the country, we wiped them all out. But, you know, we helped them get rich. I think that's happened in our pharmaceutical industry. I think that's happening all over the world, but it's happening to us now. Where I think the communists are really helping, you know, people who have no conscience become wealthy, because that empowers them. Because then those communists give them money and assistance, and they're sort of considered friends of the people that control all the money and power in the country. And I think that's one of the things that's happened. And Mao discusses it at great length. It goes on for more than a page in the book, that this was their technique for taking over China, and that they were repeating that technique in some other countries. And I think there's evidence that there's certainly evidence that Castro did it in Cuba. He pretended to be just a liberal, non-anti-capitalist leftist. But when he took power, we could all see what he did.
Well, he turned the island nation of Cuba into one vast prison where I'm still... My understanding is you still can't leave Cuba. A Cuban national can't leave Cuba without permission from the government. Is that still going on, Jeff?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's what I thought. And I've talked to people who have vacationed in Cuba, and I asked them, why would you vacation in a prison? Why would you go to a prison for vacation? And Americans can do that now.
Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, right,
yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
And you can have sex with children there, you know.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I didn't hear that this morning, but I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a prison. You can't leave without permission of the government. And I'm not going to vacation there. There's no way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, not me either. I mean, look. Those of us who are anti-communists, we would be putting our lives at risk to go to such a place. And just your average businessman going there, if he does something that is inappropriate there, and they got him on film doing it, they're going to own him the rest of his life.
Very true. Very true. If you got a question or comment for Jeff Nyquist, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, Communist Party of China is flexing its muscles worldwide. They have a plan. That plan is revealed at my website at thelibertyman.com, the speech by the Chinese defense minister about 20-something years ago. And he does mention that speech, use of biological weapons, doesn't he, sir?
Yeah.
So this is nothing new. This has been in the works for decades. The research, development, the use of biological weapons against the United States by the Communist Party of China has been planned for a really long time. And the plan so far seems to be working, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, I'm afraid. I don't, you know, not understanding fully the plan and how it works, because it seems to be a fairly complex strategy, unless this virus got out accidentally, in which case they're sort of winging it and trying to adapt. But there is tremendous evidence that, of course, their friends in the West were preparing to exploit the release of a pandemic virus from China. When they were talking about the avian flu here a couple of years back, There's going to be an avian flu. You know, we're going to exploit it when it happens. We're going to do this and that. Well, that's what they've done with this. It wasn't an avian flu. It was a coronavirus. But it's turned out they've used it the same way, because our health officials, our health bureaucrats, have this dream of controlling us through health, just like the global warming people, the environmentalists, dream of controlling us and creating socialism using the excuse of global warming. So this is just another, they've got many paths to the kingdom of Soviet America, you know, their little slice of paradise.
Right. We have a caller on hold here. We got Pat in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to just say there's hope, and I don't mean just for us, because the scripture, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Okay. Remind the Lord of his word. But I think there's even hope for Cuba, because one of the Christian leaders, a Messianic Jew, Jonathan Kahn, he said God told him to go to Cuba, and he just obeys God. And when he got there, he found out that they had asked, the Christians in Cuba had asked God to help them, send them somebody to help them, and that he would be a Jew. So the word got around, and he prayed over Cuba. Well, I don't know what else he did, but, you know, I'm just saying that God does hear people's prayers, and every time you suppress anything like Christianity, it just gets bigger. It goes underground. Like China, oh, you really want to get in the war with China when we bomb them, because we'll be killing a lot of underground Christians. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. And so Cuba, if God told me to go to Cuba, I think I would. I just, he'd find a way. I'm not Jonathan Kahn with a lot of support, but I'm just trying to say that there's hope even for Cuba, okay?
All right.
But I know the whole history of Castro. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I know the history of Castro and everything he did to the people. They believed him, and then the next thing you know, the only thing, you couldn't even find a suitcase in Cuba. So many people were leaving. I worked for a Cuban doctor, from down there, a woman. So I know, you know, how the people with any kind of money decided they had to get out, if they had to put their jewels, you know, in places they search for now, I guess. I don't know. I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Pat. Call number is 512-248-8252. We haven't talked about what's going on in France for several weeks here. Generals of the French army have been protesting the communist takeover of France. Any updates on that, Jeff?
No, there's been protests. They're protesting the vaccine in France now. They're trying to get rid of the vaccine passports. The French government is tenaciously holding on. There's elections going to be in France next year, and it's almost certain that Macron is done. The country is basically turned against this campaign against freedom, the attempt to control the French people with vaccine passports. Even the vaccinated are protesting side by side with the unvaccinated.
Well, good for them. Now, I've also heard that all of Canada has backed off from their mandates up there. Do you know what's going on in Canada, sir?
No, I know what happened in Alberta. There was a challenge to the vaccine mandates in Alberta.
Right.
Alberta, of course, is the conservative province. It's where the oil is gotten. And, of course, the environmentalists have been against the whole province. It's got too big of a carbon footprint.
Right, exactly. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, with the air question, this hour is sponsored by Life Vantage, the highest quality minerals and vitamins that you can get, the ones I like to use myself. I'm now a dealer for Life Vantage. You might want to check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His 6 books for sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, there's a way people can subscribe to your blog, your articles. Tell people how they can do that, sir.
Yeah, at the bottom of every article is a little button for how you can be a quarterly subscriber. That's how you can contribute to the articles that I write and the research I do. And that keeps me going so I can keep doing it, because there's a lot of angles of things that people just aren't looking at. And I try to get at those things, and I do interviews and try to explore different subjects. Among them, of course, communism, global cooling, all the things that are being hidden from us about the vaccines, what the real story is there.
This is in recorded history of 6,000 plus years, the biggest crime against humanity that's happened, these COVID clot shots. There's been many crimes. We always point out what happened in World War II with in Germany and in China and Russia, where tens of millions of people were murdered. This will at some point, and we're talking the next 12 months, especially the next 3 to 6 months, tens of millions of people are going to be dying as a consequence of these COVID vaccinations, aren't they, sir?
Well, we don't know yet what the ultimate health effects of this are going to be. I mean, we know it doesn't look very good. I mean, if you look at what Robert Malone is saying, or other people, it looks like ADE effect. There's no sign of that happening yet. But it does appear that there are, deaths. The CDC, I think, is saying there's between 15,000 and 20,000 admitted deaths now in the United States. But we know that number is too low. We don't know what the upper number is. It could be as high as 200,000, anywhere between that and the stated number. We just don't know. We know that people are suffering effects from the vaccine. We don't know in terms of autoimmune damage. Look, autoimmune health problems can occur up to, 3 or more years after vaccination. And you're repeating vaccinations on people. When do you get a lethal autoimmune effect? When is your health just simply diminished? And how do you measure that? How do you measure the effects of damage to the body that's very subtle and chronic illnesses result from that you cannot prove? Look at Gulf War illness. You had 800,000 service members from Britain and the United States vaccinated with an anthrax vaccine that was not properly safety tested. You had 400,000 Gulf War syndrome sufferers. 250,000 of them are now dead. Now, it's been 30 years, but most of those people should not be dead by now, statistically.
Right. Yep. We got a call from the future because in New Zealand, it is Thursday. We got Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got one thing for Jeff. I'm not sure if he would like to comment on. I am currently in the process of writing a document which is about the untold story on the transfer of sovereignty of Hong Kong in the 1980s. Apparently, evidence have come out that the Hong Kong student community was actually under the control of the Chinese Communist Party. The Hong Kong student community at the time advocated for the transfer of sovereignty of Hong Kong from the British government to the Chinese Communist Party. And there were also evidence that the Hong Kong student movement were actually allowed to visit Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party leadership as well. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, the infiltration of youth organizations is a classic communist tactic. They'll use young activists under various guises and causes, and they will use them to leverage something that they want. And of course, look, if the British government is facing, youth protests saying, hey, British sovereignty over Taiwan is imperialism, they might have been sensitive to that. That was certainly something to aid the argument of Beijing that Hong Kong should belong to Communist China.
And the second and final thing I got for Jeff is also at that time, the Democratic Reunification Movement, which also advocated for the transfer of sovereignty of Hong Kong from the British government to the Chinese Communist Party. Two of the individuals known as Martin Lee and Seto Wah were also exposed.
Alex, hold on. Alex, hold on. We got about an hour break. Stand by, Alex. Everybody, okay. Hold on. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out all the articles and videos we've got from scientists and doctors in the COVID section. It's quite an education. Yes, I do private consultations, details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And be sure to check out the energy cleaners. If you want to get the best night's sleep you've had since you were a small child, the energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it is just what you need. You can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free R line. That's 800-592-9543. We have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. And Alex, let's continue with your comments.
Okay. The second and final thing I got for Jeff is also at the same time during the British government and the Chinese government negotiations on the sovereignty of Hong Kong, two individuals, one of them who is Tito Hua, who is considered as a democracy activist who so-called opposed the Chinese Communist Party, and Martin Lee, both of them were actually exposed as also controlled opposition who were working very hard for the Chinese Communist Party to give back the sovereignty of Hong Kong from the British government. And in 1989, there was an interview of Sit Tu Wah right after the Tiananmen Square incident, where he said he still supported the handover of Hong Kong from the British government to the Chinese government, and he still supported the handover. Again, even though a lot of Hong Kong people were against it, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yeah, well, Martin Lee has a very strange history. His father, of course, had been a Kuomintang general who left the Kuomintang and went to Hong Kong and basically wished to not be recruited by the communists. But if we look at Martin Lee's past behavior, it appears to me that he began cooperating with the communists as a sort of a famous liberal lawyer in Hong Kong, who actually defended communists in court going back to the late 60s and sort of made some kind of accommodation with them. So he is one of the people, like several others, who have gained this prestige in the West, especially among Western liberals, who've gotten people to believe that that this experiment in letting China have sovereignty over Hong Kong, you know, two systems, one country, two systems, you know, they're all China, but Hong Kong gets to keep its system. This is just sort of a very tricky game where Hong Kong is able to quietly slip under totalitarianism while the pretense is given that the rights and the liberties of the people of Hong Kong are being respected. And I think he's very typical of what agents of influence do. They pretend to be liberals or conservatives, but actually they're cooperating with communist power and getting the benefits, personal benefits of that.
Alex, you still there?
Yes, I am. That's all I have, Jeff and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you as always. Thank you. Our next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, John. Yeah, I would be pretty much surprised if pretty much all student organizations in Hong Kong weren't thoroughly subverted by the Chinese communists already. I have to assume they have a lot of useful idiots and controlled opposition and all that. Not anything the least bit surprising about that.
But no, the one thing that communists do is organize. They're very good at organizing all kinds of groups. And whenever you look at a group, you got to be suspicious who organized it and for what purpose, including conservative groups that are under communist control. It would surprise you, I think.
Right, exactly. Actually, what I called originally about was I appreciated the You were hitting the nail on the head with your emphasis on the COVID issues and the illnesses, and emphasizing the wide variety of long-term chronic effects that could occur. And I think this is actually more useful, you know, than trying to pin down this one aspect of the virus or that one aspect or this chemical or that chemical. Because the great evil here is that this is disseminated across the board to you know, all people of all different ethnicities, all different circumstances, and it affects a variety of body systems and various chemical effects and that sort of thing. So because it's happening over a long period of time across a wide spectrum of people with a wide array of illnesses, it gives them plausible deniability, and that's the great ace in the hole. They, you know, I mean, they'll deny already. Somebody could die an hour after getting the vaccine, and they would deny it's the vaccine. And certainly, if they've got the 2-week rule now, where if something happens to someone within 2 weeks, they're considered not to be vaccinated. They have to survive 2 weeks after the vaccine before they can be considered vaccinated. So all of that notwithstanding, when things are happening down the pike, you know, then they certainly have plausible deniability. And we're seeing a lot of people now sickened with bacterial pneumonias and that sort of thing. We've seen Dr. Horowitz sicken, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny sicken, Steve Quayle. We've got a lot of anti-vaxxers who are also getting like these various types of problems. So meanwhile, they're just going to deny the whole time. And I think that was a big component of what they planned.
I didn't realize that these anti-vaxxers were sick. What is it that they're sick with? What is it? What are the details?
Well, I believe Dr. Horowitz said he had a bacterial pneumonia. I'm not sure about Sherry Tenpenny, but John might know. I believe Steve Quayle had pneumonia too. That was not COVID. Isn't that correct, John?
Well, Steve's still recovering from pneumonia at home. I'm not sure about Dr.
Right.
Tenpenny.
Right. So, yeah, I think with Steve, he's an anti-vaxxer, I'm sure, and I believe it was a bacterial pneumonia. I'm sure Dr. Horowitz could hold forth on that topic for some length, but about the shedding and or the masks possibly causing bacterial, you know, pneumonia issues. Doctors complained about that. It's just we're hearing a number of notable people or anti-vaxxers getting sick and then being either convalescing at home or being in the hospital for a day or a couple of days and then making it out without any further incident, you know, getting to convalesce at home.
Okay, Glenn, anything else?
All right. No, I think that's it. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. What began January in this country, January 2020, is changing our country, our culture, our people, our legal system. Everything is at risk and being changed, the best I can tell, Jeff. How about you?
Yeah, there's an attempt to reshape our institutions right now, and I think it's going to intensify.
Agreed. I like to point out occasionally the affidavit filed about about 2 weeks. Dr. Long, Lieutenant Colonel Long, Teresa Long, with the U.S. Army, in charge of the health and well-being of not quite 4,000 aviators at Fort Rucker, Alabama, and this affidavit is powerful evidence. Very powerful evidence. Showing the clear and present danger these clot shots present to everybody, not just the aviators. But she filed the affidavit under the witness protection, Whistleblower Protection Act, and putting her career at risk, obviously. But she did the right thing for the right reasons. Have you had a chance to read Dr. Long's affidavit there, Jeff?
No, it's I've only read summaries of it. But I have to go through it because it's going to be part of my next article. So,
well, it's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. We got quite a few people saying similar things. On one hand, on the other, not with the credentials of Dr. Long. Her credentials are impeccable. Her credentials are beyond dispute. We have another call here, Jeff. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Let me turn this radio down for a second here. Okay. I just wanted to piggyback on a little bit on what Glenn in Philadelphia was talking about. It appears that this thing is some type of respiratory flu. But the reason I say that is because Dr. Michaelowitz conducted tests. She did like 1,500 PCR tests from people. I guess they had been tested positive. They would all be tested positive with the PCR test, and they came to her, and she did tests on them. And she, out of 1,500, she found not one instance of SARS-CoV-2, which would probably be present if this was caused. At least one test would show something, you know, from a SARS-CoV-2, which would be the COVID, if it's a COVID, you know, if it's a, what do they call it, you know, enhanced COVID virus that from the SARS-CoV-2 family would be there. But what she did find was presence of influenza A and influenza B. And what she's saying is she believes what they did, and she says this is what she thinks they actually did. She says she believes they actually went out and dug up graves of people that had died of the Spanish flu, and they took that Spanish flu and they did gain a function on it, and that's what is causing people to get sick. And so it goes beyond, way beyond a criminal. I mean, this is like Fauci and all those people. What they, if this is true, what she's saying, then it's this is definitely crimes against humanity by just doing that. But that's what she is saying she believes now, because for a long time she was saying it was SARS-CoV-2, and she's retracted all that after doing these tests on these people because she hasn't found any traces of it. So it looks like that's what they've done. They've gone in, and it is expressed through influenza A and influenza B, this this type of this from the Spanish flu. And we, of course, it's not as bad now because we have a lot of antibiotics and we have systems that are much healthier than they had back then. But it's still, ever so often, somebody gets really sick from it. And,
you know, I really
usually respiratory.
I have to say, yeah? Something. I don't know where someone would get this idea, but the Spanish flu was much more lethal than this thing. The Spanish flu killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide when there were a lot fewer people than there are now. And so I really doubt that they had somehow made Spanish flu more deadly, because it was pretty darn deadly. And this thing that we've got now is not anywhere near as deadly. And there is, look, I've talked to people who have been involved in studying the cadavers of people who have died of COVID, who had it in their system. There's micro blood clotting. It's not really a pneumonia. It's micro blood clotting in the lungs that are causing the lung damage.
That's from the vaccines.
This is before there was a vaccine. I talked to people back a year ago, July, who were investigating this. This is before there were vaccines. No, the COVID spike protein causes blood clotting. The fact that the vaccines also cause it is because they have the spike protein in them. So, you know, COVID does exist. How, you know, I found this Dr. Bakhti, who teaches in Germany. He wrote a very interesting book. People didn't pay that much attention to it last year, in which he basically predicted everything that was going to happen. And he's an expert in immunology. And he said, you know, there's only about 10% of the population that's really vulnerable to this virus anyway, because other SARS strains they have immunity to. So it's mostly going to be this 10% and the elderly and people without healthy immune systems. And I think that he's spot on that. And he said, if you make a vaccine, it won't work. People will still get and transmit the disease, and then you'll have boosters, and the boosters won't work. And he said, if you go down the road of vaccines, you're going down the road of doom, because the vaccines introduce toxicity, and they have implications for damage to the body, you know, long-term autoimmune illnesses. And he said, you do not want to use these new technology vaccines. And they're not going to solve the problem. And I think if we look at India, India has defeated the Delta variant with ivermectin. And nobody in the West wants to talk about it. But ivermectin worked. They gave ivermectin prophylactically to an entire province in India. And it just wiped it out. They went from 4,000 deaths a day in late spring, early summer, to almost no, you know, 2, 3, 4 deaths a week, you know, in India. So, you know, ivermectin works. The vaccine, we've been vaccinated, more than half the population here has been vaccinated, And we're still having people die and having it spread. The same thing in Europe, and we don't know how many of the people who are dying because of damage to their bodies from the spike protein. And guess what? They can still get infected by COVID. So most of the people I know who've been vaccinated got COVID after they got vaccinated. And that can't be good.
Yeah, that's correct. Everything you said is correct, especially on the ivermectin in India. The only place where we differ is
Hold on, Charlie. Let's wrap up your comments after the break, Charlie. Hold on. We need to wrap this up.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie, we need to conclude your comments here real quick here.
Okay, sure. The only differences between what he's saying and what I'm saying is that he believes that there's an actual COVID virus, and I know we don't want to go down that path. I don't, you know, but that's okay. We have different opinions, and that's a topic that I know that isn't really important. What's important is that the vaccines are the ones that's killing the people mostly. And this Spanish flu thing, it may be what the second wave of this thing that's coming. it may not, because this study that she did was just recent, and I heard it, I think it was on Rents.com, where she did an interview, and she was talking about these tests that she had run. And so this may be the second leg of this infection that they're going to roll out, you know, that John was talking about earlier, that a really deadly strain may be coming. At any rate, I agree with everything he said, basically, okay. Except for that.
Well, Charlie, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Jeff got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, what is the most important information? Look, the vaccines are, we're turning the corner on the vaccines in Europe. People are waking up to the fact that the vaccines don't work and they're not safe. And we don't know how unsafe they are, but we know that people are dying from them in numbers large enough to be concerning. And we don't know what the autoimmune effects are going to be. And this idea of perpetually, you know, every 5 months giving you another dose of this, when the spike protein is toxic, you're putting something toxic in your body. Whenever you put something really highly toxic in your body, there's a risk either of cancer or cell mutation or various illnesses or damage to internal organs. And this is kind of madness, not only that they want to mandate it, but to make everybody take it. So that's
it is
that's
madness.
The interesting thing. I think some people in Europe are waking up. I wish, you know, a lot of people here are fighting it in the United States, but the administration, given who they are, very far to the left, however they pretend, they want to impose this on the American people for this agenda. And you've got Big Pharma making money. You've got the communists helping them to it. I think I mentioned Mao at the beginning, Mao saying, yeah, we're going to help certain bad people in the capitalist world make money. And we're going to then use those people to overthrow the whole system. It's pretty ingenious. And Mao saying, well, that's how we won. It's the Yin'an way. This is how we took over China. Hey, you know what? That sounds kind of familiar to me. You know, I think that here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. Well, we appreciate you being with us as always. Look forward to having you back next week, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. All right. Well, tomorrow morning is what people look forward to all week. Dr. Lynn Horowitz will be with us. That's always very special. We're getting him now for 90 minutes each Thursday. Tom Berryhill will give us updates on the Energy Cleaner. And we'll have Kirk giving us updates on the water filters. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your Energy Cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.